Four reasons keto works to lose weight.
Welcome to the Our Ketogenic Life podcast, where we bring you the scientific and daily application of living the ketogenic lifestyle. We have helped hundreds reach their weight loss and health goals, but this is far more than that. We want to help you create real life change so that you can live the life God created you for. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin and Danae Davis.
Welcome, everybody, to podcast number 37 of Our Ketogenic Life.
Welcome.
We are in the midst of another shutdown with our quarantine in our state of Kentucky.
Yeah. Yesterday, Friday, last night at 5 o'clock began the 30 days of not really shutdown.
Well, you have to wear a mask all the time.
Right. Yeah, so it's not shutdown.
Well, it's kind of like that to me.
But, I mean, whether you're normally a mask wearer or not a mask wearer, I can't imagine anybody normally being a mask wearer. Right. But it does take some getting used to.
Just some changes. And, you know, it can affect you physically, emotionally, mentally, and things like that, too. So, right. You know, just bear with all this. Hopefully it'll be over soon. And we'll get on our way of, I don't know if there will be a normal life, but there may be a normal life sometime.
Yes.
So today we're going to talk about four reasons why keto works for you to help you lose weight. Yes. We get that question a lot, is like, you know, how can you eat fat and it's going to make you lose fat? You know, if you think about what we've been taught in the past, it just doesn't make sense. We've been taught to eat low fat. But, you know, if you've been following us and you've heard about keto, which I'm sure you have, since you're here listening to us, that you may be doing keto, you may be interested in keto, but we want to just give a refresher course, especially on why this works. Right. You know, there's some physical, scientific physiology behind why eating fat helps you lose fat.
Right.
And get to your weight goals.
Yeah. And let's start off, before we get into these, I'd like to, like you said, kind of recap, because sometimes people just kind of get into the middle, or like we've had people tell us in the past or on our Fat Burners Academy, that the more they listen, the more they understand.
Right.
So just to kind of recap, the ketogenic lifestyle means
eating a high-fat diet.
Good fats.
Good fats. A low-carb and a moderate amount of protein. And
so that means like 70 to 75% of your calories
from fat.
From fat. 20-25% from protein.
Correct.
5 to 10 from carbs.
Right.
So that ratio is right through there.
And it's eating whole foods. You know, we don't
real foods. We're not talking about eating a processed junk.
Correct.
So it goes back to your body is going to, instead of burning glucose or sugar for fuel, we're resetting our body. And we want what we're eating for your body to transfer from eating sugar to burning fat. Or burning your ketones. That's where you get the term ketogenic.
Right.
Your body will create ketones, and you're going to use those
for energy.
For energy.
And we're going to talk about the very end. Stay with us. Yeah. At the very end, we're going to give you a big picture item just to kind of give you some encouragement as far as like, you do have some control.
Right, yes. So that's a recap of what is the ketogenic lifestyle. It is healthy foods.
Right.
Yet, therefore, it is sustainable.
Yeah, we've been doing
it. So many people say, well, it's just not sustainable. Why not? Yeah. You're not eating anything. You're telling me that donuts and pancakes and
pancakes.
You know, all that and hamburgers and fast food, that's sustainable,
And that's, you know, like healthy food? You
right.
know. It just doesn't make any sense.
It does not make sense. So, yes, it is sustainable. And, you know, then some people go, well, you know, you can't keep on losing weight. Well, your body is going to get to a place of homeostasis. So you continue on eating healthy food. Now, can you add in some more carbs here and there? Everybody's different. But you're not going to go back to eating junk food and think you're not going to lose, you're not going to gain back your weight.
Right.
So people say, well, I did it, and then after I finished, I gained all my weight back. Duh.
No,
of course you're going to gain your weight back. Yeah. You're eating junk.
Well, the other thing, too, is like our Bible verse today, you know, again, stay to the end.
Right, yes.
It talks about our thoughts.
Right, yeah.
And it's in there. And, you know, again, stay to the end. We'll talk about that as well,
okay,
too.
So without further ado, let's talk about the four, and there's more than these reasons, but here's just four main reasons on why the majority of people would want to do ketogenic lifestyle, especially if you're wanting to lose weight and get healthy. Mm-hmm. You know, you get healthy first, then you lose weight.
Yeah, you correct the problems, and then the weight will come off.
Right. Number one, lowers insulin.
Mm-hmm. Your insulin is a response to what you eat. And its job, in case you don't know, is to take the sugar from the blood and put it into cells, because your brain doesn't want it to operate at a high level.
Right.
So, obviously, the more it has to put into cells, the more fat that you can gain. And we link insulin to something called your fat storage hormone. You increase your insulin, you're going to increase your fat storage. Mm-hmm. You decrease your insulin.
Stop right there.
Okay.
Okay. For those of us, okay, so insulin is a hormone.
Is a hormone.
That everybody needs. You have to have insulin.
You don't want zero?
No.
And you don't want it high.
Because then if you don't produce insulin, you are type 1 diabetic, correct?
Mm-hmm. Okay. You want to think of insulin like a mama bear.
Right.
You got baby bear?
Yeah.
Too little.
Papa bear is too much.
Mama bear.
Yes.
Just right. And that's what we want to shoot for, is what is the optimal level of insulin.
Right.
You know, the other thing, too, is I got an email from a friend up in Massachusetts, actually this morning. And he was asking about, you know, weight loss and his cholesterol and all this kind of stuff. And the one thing that he did not get on his blood work that he sent to me was an insulin level. So we check that all the time at our clinic. So if you are really interested to see where you're at as far as metabolically, next time you go to your medical office and you get blood work and you do this fasting, have them check your insulin level.
Is it you just ask for, check my insulin level? What's A1C?
A1C is your 3-month average of your blood sugar.
Oh, okay. So not that.
Not that.
That's still important.
That's still important.
But ask for actual insulin level.
That will tell you a whole lot.
Okay.
It tells you how your body's responding to your insulin load and how you're doing over mostly a short term. But, you know, if you do it fasting, it kind of tells you how your body is on the inside, how it's reacting to the foods that you're eating.
Okay. So back to insulin. We need insulin.
Absolutely.
So insulin is not bad.
It's not bad.
It's too little. Or too much.
Right.
Because too much, when you are eating, and this is a recap from somebody who's mm-hmm. like layman, because sometimes, so recap is that if you have too little, you're type 1.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you need to
you have to take insulin. You have to take it or you'll die.
And then type 2, or well, I don't want to get to type 2 right now. But so if we, though, create, after years of eating, if you're not type 1, mm-hmm. but just a normal person,
right.
years of eating potatoes, bread,
chips,
pancakes, cupcakes,
mm-hmm.
Reese's.
Pop.
Exactly.
Or cola, or pop. Coke. I don't know what
wherever
you call
you
it.
Wherever you live from, yeah. We call it pop. Mm-hmm. Everything's pop or Coke. Mm-hmm. But years of eating this way.
Mm-hmm.
Fruit juice.
Too much fruit. Terrible. Do not feed your kids fruit juice.
If I would know better, I would not give our kids fruit juice.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. So years.
We need to do something on which foods to avoid.
Right, that's true.
I need to write that down. Go ahead.
And how to start your kids off? Like, if you have just now an mm-hmm. early, you know, your mm-hmm. child is little and you're starting to feed them, what mm-hmm. things we would do or not do. Anyway, so years of doing that,
mm-hmm.
of eating that way.
Mm-hmm.
You become insulin resistant. Go. What does that mean?
That means that your body has to produce more insulin to get the job done. You know.
And then if you create more insulin, what happens?
You have more fat storage.
Right.
So if you think about like taking antibiotics, you know, you don't want to keep taking antibiotics over and over and over because your body gets resistant to it. And then you have to go to something more powerful. Mm-hmm. You have to have more of it for it to get the same results. Mm-hmm.
And then insulin is wreaking havoc on our insides. Too much insulin.
Oh, yeah.
Insulin.
The inflammation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So that's just the reason that we want to lower insulin.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you still need insulin.
Right.
Your body is still going to produce it
mm-hmm.
with these healthy foods.
Right.
But in the right amount.
Right. You're going to lower it.
So when we lower our insulin,
just
what happens
the
then?
The easiest thing to remember, insulin, fat storage.
The higher the insulin, the more fat storage you're going to have. Okay.
The lower the insulin, the lower fat storage.
Well, and that's like a lot of times you see most type 1 diabetics are very, very thin.
Mm-hmm. When they're diagnosed, the people come into the clinic if they're diabetic type 1.
Mm-hmm.
they've lost weight.
Yeah.
Why am I losing weight? We do blood work. Mm-hmm. It shows us, you know, your insulin level's tanked and your sugar is really high.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's just the side effect of it. You start giving somebody, I don't care who it is, you start giving somebody insulin, they're going to gain weight.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see this time and time again. If you go back to the 1920s, just to kind of, and go type in, you know, I don't know how you figure it out, but on Google, 1920s, insulin dependent diabetic, they're all super thin.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't have insulin. I can't remember when it was.
And the giving insulin, I mean, that was a lifesaver.
Yeah, it was a lifesaver. It was a huge, huge thing.
Yeah.
But we've come accustomed to, okay, your blood sugars are going up. Okay, the pills aren't working. Now you have to go on insulin. So what do we take about?
And here's the reason, again, going back, so that people will understand. So insulin, what does it do in your body? It takes the blood sugar out of your body?
The simplest way is that, like, if your blood sugar is traveling through your blood vessels,
mm-hmm.
your brain recognizes it's too high. It kind of grabs a hold of that and helps it guide it into a cell.
Okay.
Through membrane transport, things like that. But that's the easiest way.
Into a fat cell?
Any cell.
Oh, okay. But, I mean, why is it then that insulin fat storage? Because of the sugar?
Yeah, because you can
sugar
only...
Sugar turns to fat?
Yeah, because that's how your body stores it.
Okay.
Because your body cannot store the insulin or the blood sugar.
It and then it's going to use it as energy because there's so much of it. That's what our bodies are usually
Yeah, if you think about, you know, 300 years ago, if you ate something, you know, right now, you know, 300 years ago, if you ate something that was not really, you know, berries or something had sugar in it,
mm-hmm.
well, what would happen is during those times, you would store that because you didn't know where your next meal may be coming from. You know, in your body, it's amazing because the way it works is it's amazing because the way your body works is it wants to store on to that blood sugar mm-hmm. or the sugar in your blood because it may need it for energy. Now, if you were alive 300 years ago and you didn't have, you know, a grocery store, a restaurant, you'd have a, you know, stock full of refrigerator, things like that. You know, you may go a day or two without eating.
Right.
You know, if you didn't go out.
At least not even that long, but you might go a while before your mom killed a chicken or whatever it was.
Or, you know, if you were hunters and gatherers, you didn't find anything, if it was wintertime. So your body is made to store that.
Yeah.
The problem is we don't do that anymore.
Right.
We have food everywhere in abundance usually, and usually it's the wrong kind.
Right.
So the way your body was made was to help protect you. The problem is what we're doing to our body, and we're going to talk about that at the very end, is wrecking havoc on your body.
Which another podcast could be why it is not healthy, I put those in air quotes for those, to eat six meals a day or three meals and two snacks or whatever it is, because you're constantly spiking that insulin.
Right. And we used to do that.
Of course, because that's what you're told what's healthy to do.
Right.
Anyway, okay, so...
This is going to be just a podcast on number one reason.
One reason why you need to do ketogenic.
And it's insulin.
Okay. So back to insulin then. We want to lower our insulin.
Mm-hmm.
That helps us lose weight because?
The fat storage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because just remember, your body was made to store the fat or the sugar as fat in case you need it for energy later on. And that's one of the things, and we may not get to 2, 3, and 4. We may do that next podcast. We'll see. But, you know, what we do in ours is we have people not to eat fruit at the beginning.
Right. And people are like, what?
Fruit's healthy for you, right?
Yeah, that's healthy. This is not a healthy diet already. You can't not eat fruit.
So if you think about it, if you've had the standard American diet for years and years, and over that time you've eaten excess sugar, well, what's happened, again, you had to excess sugar. It's stored as fat, usually in your liver. It's stored in muscle cells and everything like that. But usually it's in your liver, and you have a fatty liver. So if you start ketogenic, and this is my opinion, I'm sure other people would differ, but if you eat a ketogenic diet and you keep eating fruit, well, your body cannot use the stored fat because that fructose, which is in fruit, which is half of the sugar molecule. But anyway, fructose is stored in your liver and it is metabolized through your liver. So when you eat fruit, if you look at the glycemic index on a lot of fruits, they're fine. They don't spike your blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Again, we're talking about glucose. That's in your blood sugar, and that's what insulin takes care of.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the flip side. You got fructose, which does not affect your insulin. So you may think, people may think, well, my glycemic index is okay. Mm-hmm. Well, the problem is you're not treating the underlying problem. The underlying problem is you probably, if you've done standard American diet, is you got too much sugar stored as fat primarily in your liver.
Mm-hmm.
Fatty liver. Mm-hmm. And to get to that point where you can start using that, you have to eliminate the fructose, the problem. Because if not, your body keeps storing that because you're still using energy from other sources.
Right.
And if you looked at, like, sugar, it's 50% glucose, 50% fructose. Mm-hmm. So when you eat sugar, especially high fructose corn syrup, which has more fructose than glucose, but anyway, it's about 50-50 each on each.
Or if you're drinking straight.
Or you're drinking it. Or pop.
Fruit juices
yes. And things mm-hmm. like that. Is your body's using the sugar for your energy, the glucose for your energy, but it is storing the fructose as fat. So you have to get rid of that.
Right. So that's why we don't say that fruit is not healthy.
Right.
It just has its place. And to begin with, you've got to get your body, your insulin levels, your sugar level, you got to get all of that
metabolically
sound first. Then later on in our therapeutic maintenance plan,
right.
You start adding in. Mm-hmm.
And again, we go back to a lot what Scripture says. And, you know, if you think about it, fruit was not around, you know, all year round forever.
Right.
You know,
we had certain seasons.
Right.
You had seasons. Apples or figs or dates or whatever.
So if you think about how God made it, you got the summer, you got the fruit in the fall and stuff like that. So you eat that, you store it as energy because in the wintertime you may not get food
right.
And your body has it there for energy.
Right.
Problem is, we're eating it every day, two or three times a day.
And we won't even get into right now the genetically modified,
all
the ways mm-hmm. that they have, in a good way to feed people, but in a bad way for us, they've added sugar mm-hmm. and make fruit more sweet.
Right.
And so anyway, well, we don't get into that. Okay, so number one.
Lowers your insulin.
It lowers your insulin. Mm-hmm. So, and that's good. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then two.
It increases your energy.
Yeah.
You know, so many times, and again, there's something called Krebs cycle, and we'll talk about that in point number four as well, too. We're not going to get into that. It's very, very complicated.
Yeah.
But that's where your energy is produced. And if you look at the way your body produces or metabolizes the fat versus sugar, you're going to actually get more energy. Mm-hmm. Now, we can go into depths about that, and probably nobody will listen and they'll turn us off,
right.
So we won't go there.
No.
But we know the people that we help, what they tell us, energy just goes up, guys.
Mm-hmm.
It goes up. It has to do with a lot of things that's happening on the inside of your body, but it does help your energy.
Mm-hmm. And now to begin with, for those of you who are just starting out, you may go through a lull of not having any energy
mm-hmm.
because your body is trying to figure out what to do.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have this
sugar
coming in.
Right.
What does it do?
It's like, oh my goodness.
It's going to resist. It mm-hmm. wants that quick burning mm-hmm. sugar. It doesn't want to have to work to get those ketones
right.
and get that fat out of storage and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So your body, so you might go through a little bit of a,
usually with
a phase.
Week,
right.
2 weeks
and
at the most.
Everybody's different, mm-hmm. right? You know, depending on how metabolically. So just stick with it. Don't say, oh, I feel terrible. Well, that's your body telling you
mm-hmm.
this is not... this is not normal for me.
And, the other thing, too, and again, we have a membership. And that's where it really helps to have somebody that you can turn to to help you.
Because this is not
a one-size-fits-all.
Right, and it's mm-hmm. not unique to you that, I'm feeling fatigued or I'm
mm-hmm.
feeling tired or I, feel just run down.
Right.
Well, one, you need your electrolytes.
Fluids,
we always tell you, fluids,
like
making sure you're mm-hmm. getting, that. But again, your body is used to getting that quick
mm-hmm.
burning sugar and it's
That's
not
right.
used to it. So think of it as a good thing, a rite of passage
yeah.
to go through that.
That is true.
Okay, so it increases your energy.
Number three.
Appetite suppressant.
So again, we talked about insulin being a hormone.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take just a step here just real quick and say it's not about calories, guys. It's about your hormones, okay? So we see how it affects the insulin.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other two hormones, well, there's more than that, but there's other two that's real common. It's called ghrelin, which is your hunger hormone. Mm-hmm. It's produced in your stomach. It actually goes down. Mm-hmm. So you feel less hungry. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people, again, we talked about the energy, the feedback we get and what we get ourselves, is just you're not hungry.
Right.
You know, you can go 20 hours sometimes without eating because your body has the fuel source from breaking down your fat.
Mm-hmm. And that's the whole thing, you know, that... We'll get into, you know, mm-hmm. if you've not done intermittent fasting, you know, we get into that. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people still say it's a mindset. It's that thought of, well, it's time to eat.
You know, and we have it on our membership. And, right. and I'm sure the people listening to this on our memberships know that we're talking about them. But, of right. course, we won't go into the name. But they think, you know, that it's taken them probably a couple of months right. to get over it's 12 o'clock. It's time supposed to eat.
Right.
Even though I'm not hungry.
They will admit they're not hungry.
But they eat. We had that on our Zoom call the other right. night. They ate right before they got on the Zoom call. And
just because it's time.
Because they were afraid they were going to get hungry.
Right.
So
you know, you've got to get over that mindset uh-huh. of just because, you know, listen to your body.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Get it out of your head that, well, it's time to eat, so mm-hmm. I'm going to eat. And even for a lot of us, especially, you know, for some people maybe who, I know, like older generation, mm-hmm. maybe they didn't always have food around.
Right.
And they don't ever want to take that for granted. And they don't, a lot of people do not, I've actually had someone tell me this, a lot of people do not like the feeling of being hungry.
Right.
It's scary.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I think you have to battle that in your mind. Mm-hmm.
Talk about thoughts. We're going to talk about that at the end, too.
But it is, you know, just get out of your mindset. Be prepared. Yeah. Be prepared that you have good food in the mm-hmm. house because, you know, of course, sometimes when, I think some people think when they automatically get so hungry, they're just going to eat whatever. And mm-hmm. you will possibly. Yeah. So you have mm-hmm. to prepare to have those, you know, ready, mm-hmm. you know,
something to eat.
Meals that, mm-hmm. yeah, something easy. And we go through that when you first begin, you know, with keeping like a rotisserie chicken mm-hmm. or keeping some boiled eggs. Keeping something that you can eat quickly mm-hmm. that you won't think, I'm just going to grab, hopefully you won't have chips in the house right. and things like that. But, you know, something that you can know mm-hmm. that I'm going to grab quickly. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it is, you really do realize that. You have to listen to your body and mm-hmm. decide, is this really hunger or is this boredom?
Mm-hmm.
Is it just
are you
because,
thirsty?
Are you thirsty?
That's a lot. I mean, with me, I find that a lot.
Yeah. Are you, as your electrolytes, mm-hmm. are you just needing some salt?
Right.
Is it just that it's because it says it's time? Mm-hmm. Is someone else eating in the house?
True.
Mm-hmm. It's so hard, like, especially when kids are home
mm-hmm.
and everybody eats at different mm-hmm. times and stuff. And then you see it and you think, that looks good.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean, not hungry, it doesn't mean that you have to eat it. Mm-hmm. And it's really a battle of your mind. Mm-hmm. So we want to encourage you, you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And you make your body listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't be a slave to food.
Mm-hmm. And it starts with your thoughts.
Yes, yeah. Okay, last one. And again, we can always go back over these at another time.
But it increases your metabolism.
Yes.
So when you're increasing your metabolism, you're burning fat, there's things called your mitochondria, which is like your energy production cells, not in your cells, but they're located within your cells. So you've got millions of cells. You've got hundreds of thousands of mitochondria in each one of those cells. So the mitochondria produces something called ATP. And just think about ATP as a unit of energy. And when you're burning fat, you're actually burning, you're gaining more ATP than when you're burning sugar. So that's the other thing that people tell us as well, too, is that they just, you know, their metabolism goes up and they're able to burn more calories mm-hmm. and you'll see the weight loss with that. Mm-hmm. So that's a simple thing.
Yes.
Again, it goes back to the Krebs cycle. So we won't go through that.
No, we won't.
So big picture. I wrote this down.
Okay.
Big picture is you have your genes. You're born a certain way. But you don't have to be a slave to your genes. There's something called epigenetics, and that's how your genes express themselves.
So it means when you're born, mm-hmm. from your parents.
Mom and dad.
Just because mom and dad, you know, so many people say, you know, well, mom, mm-hmm. my, you know, it just runs in my family. I've got diabetes, you mm-hmm. know, it just runs. I got sugar.
And you may have more than somebody else.
Predisposed to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. If you continue eating the way that they did. And not exercising. or
your environment,
bad habits. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're, you know, you smoking and drinking alcohol or not whatever
sleeping,
it is.
Whatever it may be.
Right.
So your epigenetics is how your genes come out.
Express themselves. Right. And so, you can change that, some of it.
Yes, because if you, there's studies on twins, mm-hmm. have same genes, one have one lifestyle, one have another.
Yeah.
Totally different outcomes.
Right.
You know, there's pictures of people on the internet. You can kind of look at epigenetics and see about it. But their health, their appearance, everything changes because you have some choices. You can choose what you do. Mm-hmm. You know, you can choose to eat the same diet like Danae talked about, smoke like your parents did, do those types, the same type things, and you're going to probably get the same results.
Right.
You choose something different, you have control. So that kind of leads us to what our verse is, and kind of like what we've talked about this whole time, is that it's about your thoughts.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to read. I know I think I've done this verse before. I love this mm-hmm. Passage, but it's 2 Corinthians 10. I'm going to start in 3. Mm-hmm. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And now here's where mm-hmm. this comes in. Bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ mm-hmm. and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So, of course, we know this is talking about mm-hmm. Our thoughts that go against obedience to Christ.
Mm-hmm. Which is what in Scripture.
In Scripture, yes.
In case you need to know where that's at.
Right. So as Christians, of course, every time that we hear something, see something, read something, everything that comes into our thought mm-hmm. is going to create then, you know, us expressing as then what we're thinking, what we're speaking, what we're doing, mm-hmm. what we're saying. It creates a habit.
Mm-hmm. Every thought does.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, whether it's spiritual or not, sometimes we think about, you know, as far as Christians, we think about, you know, these thoughts that we had. Now, where'd you get those thoughts? Maybe you're watching something on TV you shouldn't have watched. Mm-hmm. Those you have thoughts. Mm-hmm. That will affect you.
Right.
The Scripture tells us that will affect us.
Right. Yeah.
So we have to take captive every thought, mm-hmm. what we're listening to, what we're reading, mm-hmm. The things we're talking about, those type of things. And if they're not what Christ wants us to do, mm-hmm. then we need to not have those thoughts in it.
Right. And it's not what do we think.
Right.
Because it doesn't matter what we think. Mm-hmm. It is what does the word say. Because right. that's what he thinks. Because everybody can say, well, I don't know what God, you know, thinks about this. Well, read his word.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, I know there's not every single thing, but you can get a basis mm-hmm. on basically. And, of course, it doesn't say in here, eat ketogenic diet,
right.
you know? I mean, it doesn't.
Right.
And it says a lot of times, I mean, it's not really about what you eat and drink.
Mm-hmm.
But if we just eat whatever, mm-hmm. we're not going to be able to fulfill the plans he has for us. We're not going to feel like it.
Right.
So we also, this is his temple.
That's what I was going to say is we're his temple.
Yeah.
Here
so,
on earth.
Yeah. So we have to have some thought mm-hmm. in what we're taking in. We have to have wisdom to think, okay, if I eat, because I love Reese's. I don't know if I've ever said that or not. I mean, that it would be, if I could probably live on just one thing,
something.
I don't know, something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that would be the ultimate.
Right.
But I can't do that.
Right.
Because, you know, I mean, I would not feel good. I would not be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
My mind would not feel healthy. How can you help someone else mm-hmm. and fulfill and be the hands and feet of Christ when you can't get up off your couch?
Right. You don't feel like it.
You don't feel like it.
Mm-hmm. No energy. Those type of things.
You cannot do it.
Right.
And so we have to decide to listen to the thoughts that mm-hmm. are for our good.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And if you've been doing a standard American diet and for 30 years, you've thought you've been doing well because you've listened to that, maybe there's some new research and some science that we're trying to bring to you guys that shows maybe that's not the way to go. This is a better way to go. So, you know, God gives us knowledge. And we have to, you know, of course, you know, when someone's telling us something, we need to research it, and that's what we do.
Right.
But we need to apply what knowledge that God's allowed us to have
right.
so that we can have the best temple here on earth that we can have.
Right, exactly.
So hopefully that's helped, guys.
Thank you all.
We took a lot on insulin, but that's an important thing.
Yes.
And we will hopefully see you guys soon next week. And remember, you know, if you have struggles with this, you know, go to fatburnersacademy.com. The link's on the show notes. Mm-hmm. And if you want to get started, if you have questions, let us know. We're here to help and serve you. All right. Be fit and be faithful, guys.
This podcast is for informational purposes only. No patient-provider relationship is implied or established. This podcast in no way represents the practice of medicine. The information given is to be used at the listener's own risk. Please consult your provider before making any changes, as the contents of this podcast is no substitution for your provider's instruction.